Philip Semper, PhD, Leisure and Care. Today's date is 09/08/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Thomas Bursch. Bursch spells B-E-R-S-C-H. Thomas spells T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 02/21/1958. This is a... a 67-year-old gentleman here for MediRefill period. Mr. Bursch has a history of low testosterone and erectile dysfunction. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he continues to have decreased energy and fatigue. Period. He says he thinks he needs more testosterone at what he's taking. He's currently taking 1 mil to 200 milligrams weekly. And next paragraph, patient. Indicated that he doesn't think that his iron or B12 levels are contributing factors to his fatigue and weakness, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air, blood pressure is 127 over 82, pulse is 66, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of correction, neural alert oriented 93, cranial nerves 2, tennis normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is low T, number 2 is fatigue, number 3 is erectile dysfunction. Next paragraph, patient was advised to take his testosterone exactly as prescribed and not to increase his dosage. I offered patient ferritin and B12 level checked, and he declined. He said he will do that on his next visit. And I would like to see whether this is a contributing factor to his symptoms. A review of his labs revealed testosterone is normal range, period. Hemoglobin and hematocrit at normal range, period. Next paragraph, he was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.